Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, good listeners, I'm looking forward to today's show. We are going to talk about the Lawn Bowls Grand Final fiasco.
Could you just pass another piece of humble pie there? I want another piece of pie.
Now, do you want to tell us all what went wrong? Arriving.
Probably quite easy. We got beaten. 17 shots. I've got to be honest, Rick, we probably overachieved this year, to be honest.
The week before you said we will win.
I was confident. No, I was confident.
You wouldn't overachieve.
We probably did overachieve the year. Going up, as you know, Rick, still going up to Premier League. Top two go up, two come down, and we're one of them going up. So recruiting drive is well into play.
Ooh,
right, as
really?
We speak.
Are there
your
any...
name has come up and thrown straight out.
I think that's a very poor decision.
Peter Lukat, he's high on the list.
Is that right?
He's one of our listeners, valued listeners.
And are you confident about next year?
Next year?
Next year. Now, listen, instead of talking about that, why don't you tell us the truth about the fiasco?
We only lost by 17 shots, which is not much. The week before, Rick, 18 shots in one end we picked up. So we just needed to pick 18 shots up. We would have won by one. No, lost by 17, Rick. Interesting point, Rick.
Yes.
Interesting point.
I'm looking forward to hearing
this. The top three divisions.
Yes.
Plus two of the Div 4s, which are north, south, east and west, I think it is, in Div 4. I think two or three of those out of that fourth division, the teams that finished top never won the grand final, including Premier League.
Well, how incredible is that? Now,
and we're one of them.
Is there a reason for that, Phil?
Not that I can put my finger on, anyhow. But anyway, Grange, top all year.
Yeah.
Paynham, top all year. Both lost.
You know, we've all been... our good listeners and myself, looking forward to hearing the reasons, and you can't explain it.
No reason. I tell you what, we were ripped off in the last end, I tell you. Our rink.
You know the latest rumour going around, don't you?
What is it?
What's the common denominator between Paynham Bowls and the Port Adelaide Football
Club?
Don't
mention the football. Then we lost the grand final. We're sitting there. I was sitting at the Paynham Bowling Club just having a couple of drinks after, you know. And the beer was warm. No, it wasn't. and I'm surrounded by
Crow supporters.
Oh, we hit the front. I jump up, like I do. Soon shut up, and then five goals down. Said, I'm going home. See ya. Done and dusted. Year's over. Going up to Premier League. We need to recruit, and we're having a meeting next week, actually.
All right.
A recruiting committee, and going to target a few players who we want to get, and we'll be on the hunt. So,
I look forward to those alleged recruits
as
the shows go on.
Yeah.
Now, while we're still okay, so that's as much as we're going to get out of the
Bowls
final.
The Bowls season is done and dusted.
Now, while we're on finals, just a very brief mention. Cricket's Premier League Grand Final, a bit of a one-way ticket. Kensington comfortably beating University, who finished the minor round third.
Oh, okay. Kensington top?
Kensington top. And had a by plenty, and justice would be seen to be done as far as that goes.
Wasn't in the bowls.
Well, I tell you what's really interesting, though.
What is it?
Rumour about the Karen Rolton Highway.
Oh, what's happened?
They're digging it up. Yeah. They're going to put in a drop-in.
Drop-in?
Drop-in pitches.
Wow.
Make a huge difference.
Well, only make 500 on a day.
Well, we don't know. And last thing on cricket, it's the end of a very historic part of South Australian cricket.
We touched on this last show.
We did.
Yep.
But now that the season's over, that means that what has been the traditional format... for
a very strong comp in your day,
it was.
And going back 10 years or so.
The format has gone.
Mm.
Right, next year we'll see the Premier League split into two divisions.
Yep.
Now, and we'll only briefly, because I think I've mentioned it before, but, you know, it's very sad, without being biased towards or against anybody, that three clubs, Sturt, first formed in 1897, Adelaide in 1905, and Prospect, who were originally the North Adelaide Cricket Club, formed in 1873-84 North Adelaide, and then amalgamated in 1897 to be Prospect, all in Div 2.
Yeah,
I'll say no more.
Yeah. I know. It's now, just the way it is, isn't it?
Having said that, we won't mention anything more about cricket, what about the Sacker? They're all over it again, aren't they?
What's happened?
Perfect timing. Their media.
Yeah.
Obviously, something that's really worth mentioning,
mm-hmm.
you would release during the week of the build-up to the showdown.
Ah.
So, guess what?
What?
Dizzy.
Yes.
The great man.
Yes.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Yes.
He's got a new assistant coach.
Another one.
Well, you'd actually...
Tim Nielsen.
You'd actually think probably Dizzy being the incredible...
Flipper Phillips.
Well, that wouldn't be as silly as it sounds, because your cricket knowledge is been enhanced.
Oh, yeah.
But the bloke's only taken 10 million test wickets. He was a fast bowler. So you'd
wasn't
think,
good enough to make the South Australian team.
No. Dizzy was.
Dizzy.
Jumping ahead, Philip.
Oh, sorry. I thought the new recruit.
Well, it is. But the amazing thing is that, let's face it, Dizzy was basically a bowler.
Yes.
You'd think if we're going to get a
made
new assistant coach, he did. You've been very difficult. You'd think they'd probably get a bat up. No.
Oh.
No.
Another bowler.
Rhino.
Big Rhino.
Big Rhino.
Not good enough to make the South Australian side, though.
Ryan Harris is the new assistant coach. Very, very good, successful test bowler.
Yep.
And good listeners, Phil's waiting to explain to you his incredible cricket knowledge in 2008, I think it was.
Oof.
I mention,
yes,
the high performance manager at the time, one Rodney Marsh.
Oh, yeah.
Considered him not good enough to offer him a contract. So he went to Queensland and became
a test bowler. Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, could he bowl?
He could bowl. And he was a workhorse.
Oh, yeah, he bowled all bloody day.
Well, with a very chronic knee injury. Gutsy,
man. Yeah.
But, good luck.
Rodney Hogg, wasn't he? Like line and length all the time. He, bowled at the stumps.
But I would have thought, I find it hard to understand what he can offer that at least you assume Dizzy isn't already doing.
We're going to have a good attack, aren't we? We can't bat.
Anyway, while we're on that, I have a solution, though.
What is it?
We could recruit, in this day of equality, into the Redbacks male side, a few of the women. They're getting paid huge money now, pal.
It's gone through the roof, hasn't it?
Hey? 150 grand minimum.
Woo.
Hey?
Thank you.
Mate's my $50 for 4 days. Pretty ordinary,
hey? Yeah, they paid on performance, though. You were overpaid.
Oh, boom, 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 boom.
Sorry about that.
I wondered why I kept asking me to hand some of it back. Anyway, Phil, how is your membership at the Port Adelaide Footy Club going?
Good. I rang him today. Because I thought my... I'll quickly tell you. I thought my ticket got me through to the gather round, but guess what? You don't. You've got to apply for another ticket to get you into the gather round. So that's all done today. Thanks to my lovely neighbour, Mick. He got us three tickets on one of them. So off we go to the gather round to watch Port lose to the Bulldogs in a couple of weeks.
Yes, exactly. But why would, if you're a member as you are,
no.
why do you have to apply?
The girl told me they put an extra week in, and this one you actually have to apply for to get a ticket. They've got the same amount of games you get to see during the year, plus this one, and the gather round's special for some reason, so you had to apply for an actual ticket.
I thought it was just that, correct me if I'm wrong, I just thought it was a normal, home and away games,
I agree.
It just so happens.
No, there's an extra game. It's an extra game this year.
Oh, is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep. Yep, so.
Phil, I learned something from you.
I am just all over it. Yeah, all over it. So
I'm very impressed.
Are we staying on the footy now? Should we do indeed. Our tips?
No. Oh no, let's discuss the showdown, Philip.
Oh.
Eh?
That's disgust. I was disgusted.
You know, you remember the good old days when you used to get those, I think they were released to all members at one stage, when we were playing in a final or something, and the T-shirt read, "Yes, we can." I've got a texter out and crossed mine out and got, now, "No, we can't." he's got to be gone, hasn't he? What about Treaders?
Treaders is outspoken, wasn't he, during the week?
Well, no, I think he said the truth.
Well, it's game plan, isn't it? I'm sure it is.
A game plan?
Oh, it's got to be.
Of course.
It's got to be.
But this is the best.
But we've had no forward line for how many years? It's got to be 5 or 6 years.
I'd be more worried about the back line.
Oh, that too. But, I mean, where's the... he's got no plan of
attack. There's got to be a problem when the players start coming out in round three to support the coach,
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Look, I don't know. I didn't see much of the game. I was too busy losing a grand final.
Well, we won't go through. Obviously, you didn't see it all. I tell you,
I saw bugger all.
A weak link in that side on Saturday night, whenever it was, the number one ruckman for Port Adelaide, Lycett.
Don't rate him. Yeah. Can't
smashed.
Jump, can't run.
Can't run. It can't do anything.
As soon as Finlayson's fit, and he was not fit, I believe. They said he really struggled his first game after ankle surgery. He needs to ruck. We were a different side with him in the ruck last year.
Well, I don't know because I don't follow the Crows, but from ball one, bounce, O'Brien won the tap, followed through, kicked it down.
Oh, I saw that. I did see that on the news.
Evidently, he hasn't been playing that well, but I tell you what, he did something that obviously Port can't do, and the coaching staff must have fired him up because he was fantastic.
Yeah. And to be honest, I reckon he's ordinary. He's pretty ordinary. So we can play their players in.
That makes Lycett look very ordinary.
Hey, we can play bad players into good players, Port. Don't worry about that. Look at Riley Thilthorpe. Going to be nothing. Kick five.
Well, I tell you what. Well, half the reason that he was made to look good.
You told me before the show.
Guess what?
Mm.
There's more holes in the Port defence than there are in the sieve that you use.
In the where?
In the sieve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey.
And what about their incredible recruit in the forward pocket?
Who?
Hey?
The junior?
How'd he go? Hey?
No good?
Who are you talking about?
Junior? Yeah.
I think he got two touches.
Really?
Yeah.
I say we've got another Motlop, have we? Or...
well,
I haven't seen him.
The guy I really wanted to talk about was Rankin. I mean, I know you don't rank. I know you don't rank him.
$800,000 forward pocket player.
I tell you what, he looked good on Saturday night. But Porter, there.
Yep. But when you're not lack of pressure, all of that goes into it, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I tell you who is a very good player for the Crows. That's Laird. Very good. You've gone very quiet. You don't rate any of the Crows. Right?
Very anti-Crows. You've got to be honest. I've got to be honest.
How much did they? Now I'll tell
we'll you, get beaten this week. We'll get beaten.
They will not. Get
they
beaten
will
this
get
week.
Beaten. Rick.
Now let me tell you one other thing. How much we lose by 31 points or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, guess what?
What?
If they hadn't wasted three goals at the end of the third quarter, you could have added another 18 points on top of that.
Really?
They killed us. Oh, yes, they killed us.
I didn't see much of it, so I really can't. I won't say much because I didn't see much of it. So.
Time for Kenny to go.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Okay. It's only people, members like you, are keeping them there.
We love Kenny.
You've got to let your wallet do the talking. Withdraw your membership and they'll eventually wake up. No, I tell you what, you questioned a couple of shows ago the speed and the intensity of Geelong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Paul could join the club.
Okay.
Three-zip, Geelong.
Oh, I think we've spent enough time on this show, haven't we?
All right, let's go.
It's a bit like my grand final.
Let's go tips.
Tips. 200-odd in front of you too, Rick, at the moment, as we speak. 440-something, you're about 640.
Good listeners, he gets carried away. He's one game ahead of me.
Oh, is that all?
Yes.
200 spots. Okay, this week, Rick, We go to Brisbane. Brisbane versus our side, Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Black and white. The prison bars.
The prison. They, the Collingwood side will win.
I agree. I think they will. I think they'll beat Brisbane.
Hey, I tell you what was interesting, because I really was a bit, you know, we're jumping over the place here. But Collingwood's ex-ruckman played very well for Melbourne.
Yes. The one you bagged last week, Grundy. Melbourne was my tip last week too, Rick. You tipped against them. Okay, here we go. We've got one different again this week. North versus Carlton.
Carlton will win.
Carlton for me.
Yep.
This is the one I think we mightn't agree on. Adelaide versus Frio.
The mighty Crows at home.
Frio, way to go.
you're only doing that because you don't like the Crows.
Oh, that's one of the reasons. Richmond Bulldogs.
Oh, Richmond.
Richmond for me. St Kilda, Gold Coast. St Kilda, prize packet, aren't they?
I am going St Kilda.
I'm going St Kilda.
You've got to remember that the Gold Coast beat Geelong
now,
as well.
Now, here's one that we will agree on. Swans versus Port. Port haven't lost for six times they've beaten the Swans.
Is that right?
But they're not going to this time.
They're not this time.
Swans for me.
And for me.
Essendon, GWS.
I'm going Essendon.
I'm going, oh, we disagree on two. GWS. Oh, well, Toby Green to kick a bag.
Unless he gets suspended during the
you
game.
You can push umpires, during can't the you? Game. West Coast versus Melbourne.
Melbourne will win that game.
Yeah. West Coast injury riddled.
Riddled.
Oh, they're going to be going back to the waffle again this week. Half a dozen they've got out. So it's unreal, isn't it?
It's funny how luck comes in. You know,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, last year they were riddled as well. So.
And, you know, it was a couple of years ago, but Port basically went through a whole season with no injuries.
I know.
It's just luck of the draw, isn't it?
And the last one, Geelong, who are struggling down the bottom.
They are.
Nought three. Will they go nought four against the Hawks?
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. Geelong for me.
Yeah. Hawthorn aren't as bad as they seem.
No. Had a win last week.
But Geelong, well, they've got to win one, don't they?
I think they have to.
Yeah.
So, two different. We've got the Adelaide Crows.
That means instead of being 200 behind, you'll be 200 ahead of you. But I won't be on margin. I'll be on games.
Just look, who was the other one? Essendon and GWS. You went Essendon, didn't you?
I did.
Okay.
Well,
no
team,
worries.
It's nearly the end. But listen.
It just about is.
Did you hear about the cricketer's wife? And she said that she was going to leave if he didn't stop obsessing over cricket. He asked her to review that statement with the T sign. They're no longer together. You like that?
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm glad that you've explained away the grand final.
And I'm really glad I've got that out. And that's it. We're dead and buried now.
So to all our listeners, happy Easter.
Oh, yes.
Whatever
happy Easter
you
to
might
you,
be doing.
Rick.
And to you, Philip, and your good wife.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll be back, God after, willing,
yes,
after the Easter break.
We will.
Until then, this is Rick.
This is Phil.